Go right ahead if you...
Move to appoint Roxanne Young and Debbie Keller to a 3-year term.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Jenny Limcher to a 2-year term.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Amherst Road discussion.
Morning, gentlemen. The map I've given you, right in the center of the map, you'll see a road called Amherst Road. This is a dead-end road. It's been a county road for many, many years. As long as I've been here, we've been maintaining it. There is a gentleman built a house at the end of the road where it was vacant for many years. And got the house built. We got the road blacktopped and built somewhat of a wide area at the end there to use as a turnaround, because it was always very difficult to turn snowplow trucks and different things. We have to use a small vehicle anyway on this road. One of the problems is there are signs posted on the road that call it a private road and different things, which people back out and turn around in another gentleman's driveway, which causes problems in spinning that up or getting hung up or not being able to turn around. There is signs posted at the beginning that tell it's a dead-end road. What I'm bringing this to you, I would like to survey this road to find out exactly where our right-of-way lays on this road to see if there's any signage that needs to be removed from a right-of-way and determine exactly where the right-of-way is on this road and find out for sure.
These are 40-foot right-of-ways?
This is a 30-foot right-of-way on this road currently, and that's pretty common. Mapping a lot of times will have a little bit of slippage, so it's really unclear a lot of times without surveying it where the right-of-way actually lays. And then
is the turnaround past the house on the dead end?
It's right at the house or just a little bit past it is where we created that turnaround, was improving it.
Randy, in all other situations, and if we're going to go to the expense of a survey, which means that there possibly might be a shift of the road, in all other cases that we have, we have a hammerhead or a cul-de-sac at the end of a county road, not only for the safety of our boys that are working in icy, snowy conditions, but for the general public. What I'm thinking, and it'll be to the agreement of the commission, is that we survey this and we put a hammerhead or a cul-de-sac at the end of this road if we're going to go to the expense of a survey. And at that point, anything, there'll be no signage allowed for private road or anything like that on a public road that goes in there. Is there anything wrong with what I've told you that you can see, Randy?
No, I mean, it needs a decent turnaround if we can obtain that. The area we're using right now, he's also parking current vehicles or boats or different things, which makes it difficult to get turned around. when they use it.
But we've took care of that problem before with signage and the sheriff's department.
Right.
So that if we got a decent place to turn around, then we can take care of the other situation.
I'd get a survey and find out where things at.
Okay.
And then we can go from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because even if it's not on the road, if the road is off a little bit, like you said, mapping kind of has it. How long has that been used?
That road's been in existence for more than 35, 36 years, yeah, that I know. So
just get surveyed and find out, and then we'll go from there.
All right. That's all I need.
How long will it take to get it surveyed?
I'll just have to contact them, and depending on their workload, whenever they can get over there and survey and stake it. So.
Is that going to be, is time okay with you as far as?
Oh, you know, I'm great with it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Where's the private road signs at? If you look at that map, is it at the front of the property line? You can kind of see where that's at, or is it further down? Or?
They're partway down the road, be on the southwest side of the road.
Are they on anything that we've maintained or we built?
Not anything we built, but we don't know exactly where the right-of-way is, so we can't tell whether it's on the right-of-way or not. So.
All right, next on the agenda, Round Mountain Road Bridge Contract.
This is the contract for the Round Mountain Road Bridge, and Mr. Cotty has already reviewed that and I think sent you gentlemen back a response.
Is this with
Great River?
Part of the BRO and all that stuff?
Yeah,
correct.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Great River Associates and Taney County for the Round Mountain Road Bridge.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Agreement for aggregate rock secondary.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Buchanan Quarry.
It's actually listed as American R&C LLC doing business as Buchanan Materials.
The bid was as Buchanan, correct?
And that's what it said on the bid. So.
By and between Taney County and Buchanan.
I second it with. Good discussion, I guess, on that.
So we have a second now. We want some discussion.
Randy, you're stating that it came in as Buchanan, and this contract has American?
Well, that's probably just the legal name. Is that who wrote the contract? We wrote the contract, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't. You don't. You
have names appear on the W-9s.
Okay. Yeah.
They have okay. Names on there.
So. All right. I don't have any problem with
it. I think they're covered.
We've had this discussion before. Right. Whenever we have something different, so.
And I used W-9. I mean, it had both names on the W-9.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Randy. Thank you. Contract between Taney County and Stewart Consulting Incorporated.
This is a renewal of a contract that is in existence right now. Whenever the company changed, we had to write a contract with Stewart Consulting for that time frame, and this time, this is a continuation of the existing contract that we had. There's nothing changed on it that I know of. I'm going to make...
Did a sole source.
I see, yeah, we did a sole source on it.
Right.
This is for the old Sage, and isn't it? Yeah. Did you say you made a motion, Dan?
Yeah. I make a motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Participation agreement for on-site wastewater treatment system construction review. Mr. Sterrett.
Basically, I'm here just to answer any question. This is our, it's a three-year contract, and this is our avenue to be able to permit on-site sewage systems up to 3,000 gallons per day. It's an agreement with the state.
And that's where they pay the county $90 per permit?
Right.
Move to approve the participation agreement for on-site wastewater treatment system and construction review that by between Taney County and the state of Missouri.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you.
I guess we're going to recess and reconvene upstairs in the conference room for executive session per section 610.021(3) personnel.
Recessed, huh?